Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
You may have heard the news that a total of 40,000 GAA fans are going to be allowed to attend next month's All-Ireland Finals. We're going to be hearing more about details about that and other figures of crowds that are going to be allowed at sporting events from Damien Lawler in a short while. But first, have you ever heard that the way to get rid of warts is to rub a potato on them? Or perhaps that washing your head in sheep's milk could cure baldness? Well, these aren't proven treatments for the ailments that are mentioned, but it is true to say that the majority of new medicines Sorry, I'm just thinking about washing your head in sheep's milk to cure baldness. The majority of new medicines that derive from... I bring in Dr. Helen Sheridan, who's Associate Professor of the Natural Product Chemistry in Trinity College, Dublin. Sorry, Helen. It's just that image of washing your head in sheep's milk that had me laughing. But I mean, it's the idea that the majority of new medicines that we have at the moment, they derive from natural sources. So it perhaps isn't that big a leap, is it, that sheep's milk could help with baldness or potatoes can help with warts?
Good evening. I suppose it's Friday evening, so I think we're all a bit full of laughter at the moment. It's what's really interesting there about the sheep's milk is that we've been contacted recently. So I'm Helen Sheridan, and I am involved in the NatPro Centre in Trinity College Dublin, which is the Centre for Natural Product Research that was established last year. And we've been contacted by lots of people across the country. But one really interesting thing is a small company in Ireland who are working on sheep's milk. And they are looking at the cosmetic properties of it. Now, they didn't come to us looking at baldness, but I can assure you, if they've been listening to this, they're probably going to get on to us
and see
that's worth a shot. It's not one I've heard. I've heard from Indian students who've come to work in our labs that in India, they use the inner membrane of onions and similar membranes from small heads of garlic to treat alopecia, which is baldness. So there are certainly precedent in traditional use of plants and of healing plants to use certain things for baldness. But the sheep's milk we haven't tried, but it's probably on the list now.
And you've been searching for drug ingredients for years for different things. Can you tell us what you found?
Well, I've been in this business probably, some people say I've never left college, but I started out looking at natural products. I did my PhD in UCD with a fantastic woman there called Dervla Donnelly, and I was looking at the time at a fungal infestation of trees, and we're trying to see, could you cure infestation rather than using the infecting agent as a source of new chemicals. But later I moved on to looking for drugs from natural sources, new medicines, and many of the medicines that people are familiar with, like aspirin. There's a fantastic drug used to treat breast cancer, which comes from the Taxus tree. It's called paclitaxel or Taxol. There's a drug used to treat Alzheimer's. It's called galanthamine. It comes from the humble snowdrop. So there are many different molecules used to treat disease. And I've spent most of my career looking for new medicines to treat diseases for which we have unmet clinical need. And we did bring, myself and a colleague, Dr. Neil Frankish, brought a fantastic small molecule that we first identified in folklore of of Taiwan, where this, actually you won't believe this, but this particular plant was a fern, and it was used for two indications in its as a traditional plant, a healing plant, and one of the indications was baldness and the other was for gut health. And so it was the gut health we were following through, but both indications were treated by the same plant.
Really?
And so after a long time, nearly 20 years of exploration and scientific research, of begging, borrowing and stealing funding to, you know, progress a drug to from discovery to clinical trials. And we brought that drug to the clinic, to humans, from an idea written on a piece of paper. And the idea was that it could be used to treat inflammatory bowel disease. So we went to a human clinical trial in Belfast with that a couple of years ago.
That sounds so great. And in terms of that collection, just finally then, Helen, when you're looking at that collection, the old collection that, that you were talking about there, and old texts, there's some other things in there as well, isn't there, that some cures in inverted commas, or maybe not in inverted commas, that you're going to be investigating further?
Yeah, so we're looking at, we've got a big project now, a project called Unlocking Nature's Pharmacy from Bogland Species, where we're looking at species that grow in Ireland on our beautiful boglands, the natural boglands. And in an archive that was collected in Ireland in the 1930s, and it's housed now in the National Folklore Collection, it was an archive collected by school children at the time, just after the foundation of the Free State, when kids were sent out to collect the stories and knowledge of their families and their elders in their communities about healing plants. They collected knowledge in lots of areas. Some of it was on games and poetry. It was really to try and get capture the identity of Ireland then, which was just post-famine. And so in that archive, there are lots of stories about healing plants. And in our work that we're now carrying out on the boglands, we have searched this massive archive. There's over 600,000-700,000 pages of material there, but not all of it relates to healing plants.
All right, so we afraid we're out of time on this, and want to hear more about the cures. So we may have to have you on again to talk through in more detail, because I know there's things about warts and whooping cough and everything that is really, really interesting in that archive. But thank you very much for joining us this evening and for your patience indeed with me. That's Dr. Helen Sheridan, who's Associate Professor of Natural Product Chemistry at Trinity College Dublin.